I saw my friend Felicia at my school the other day. She wore a pretty outfit and she took the time to say, Mommy took me to the mall with MasterCard and hey! We spent the whole day shopping and we've got a year to pay. I chuckled and I smiled and I tried to be polite. It's positively stunning and your colors are so bright. I'm sure you got a bargain even though you bought it new. I don't suppose you want to know what Mommy and I do. Well, Mommy shops at thrift stores, Mommy gets them used. Mommy hardly ever buys me anything that's new. Stopping at garage sales and flea markets too. Why spend $50 when just 50 cents will do?
Now that's the line I want you to help me with, okay? It goes,
why spend $50 when just 50 cents will do? We try to pinch our pennies and our nickels and our dimes. Dad says that's the way to make it through the toughest times. He says he doesn't care if there's a label on my blouse. He says that it's the beauty on the inside of me that counts. So why should I care if my mommy shops at thrift stores? Mommy gets them used. Mommy hardly ever buys me anything that's new. Stopping at garage sales and flea markets too. Why spend $50 when just 50 cents will do? Well, then I started thinking about the flowers and the birds. They always look so pretty and they never say a word. God takes such good care of them, their food and clothes are free. I guess that I can trust how he provides for you and me. So why be ashamed if your mommy shops at thrift stores? Mommy gets them used. Mommy hardly ever buys me anything that's new. Stopping at garage sales and flea markets too. Why spend $50 when just 50 cents will do? Why spend $50 when just 50 cents will do? Why spend $50 when just 50 cents will do?
Thank you. The next song I'm going to sing for you comes out of my experience as a mom and also as a substitute teacher. A couple of weeks ago, about 3-4 weeks ago, I was substitute teaching in a fourth grade classroom. And this little girl comes up to me and she goes, Mrs. Carpenter. And I looked and I thought she had a little splinter in her hand. And I said, what's that, honey? You got a splinter? And there was an aide in the classroom. And I said, what's the matter? Send her to the office. So I sent her to the office. Now, I've been through this before. I have a lot of courage. I know no fear. But there's a little monster hunting children every year. You smile smugly. Oh, it won't come near me. But then you get the phone call and you are under siege. Mrs. Robinson, your child Head lice, we found some on her head. Head lice, and you know how they spread. Come and get your daughter waiting in the vestibule. And when she passes head check, then she'll return to school. The plague has descended, and it's on you. You call the doctor to find out what to do. He doesn't want to see her. And you are not surprised. The nurse gives you a list of the things you've got to buy to kill the head lice, teeny tiny pest. Head lice, how could they infest your darling little daughter with her healthy head of hair? So you fork out $15 and you hurry home from there. Sprayed, and you know the lice are dead, but you cannot stop your scratching, and you still have the creeps, and you may not feel normal for several more weeks. But you've been through head lice, horrible nightmare, head lice, you dream they're in your hair, and as you drift to sleep, you pray with it.
newcomers here that didn't hear my last set, right? Right? Okay, so you folks at the soundboard will just have to bear with me while I tell my story again. It wasn't long after we moved to Callahan, Florida, that I discovered that there are some very strange creatures prowling around at night. And now, you have to understand that we have to keep our yard looking really nice because our yard is the same as the churchyard. Here's the church and here's the parsonage and this is where we live. So we have to keep it looking really nice. Well, one morning I walked out and looked out my back sliding glass door and I looked at my yard and there were a whole bunch of holes in my lawn. And I thought to myself, what in the world? The next morning I went out. The way this song got started was I was reading my Bible one day. And I read this really neat verse. It was in Psalms 108, verse 9. And it said, Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom, I will throw my shoe. And I thought, oh, how cool. God's got a shoe, and he can throw it. I thought, well, if God can do that, he can do anything.
In the annals of time, God has done stuff that just blows my mind. The good book says that he does what he pleases. Aren't you glad that he sent us, Lord Jesus? For God is so great, yes, I know he can do anything he wants to do. Throw his shoe. Just goes to show you that God can do anything he wants to do. Throw his shoe, woohoo, anything he wants to do. A son of the prophets was filled with dread because he borrowed an axe and then he lost its head. Elisha took a stick and he threw it in the river. The blade floated up, God sure can deliver. It just goes to show you that God can from their head to their feet. It just goes to show you that God can do anything he wants to do. Throw his shoe, woo-hoo, anything he wants to do. Jesus needed money for to pay his taxes, but Peter didn't know where they'd get those drachmas. He told him get a hook and to throw it on in. The fishy that he caught had the money in him. It just show you that God can do anything he wants to do. Throw his shoe, woo-hoo, anything he wants to do. The Bible's full of miracles, just heard a few, but do you believe a miracle could happen to you? Just trust in Jesus and he'll make you all clean. That's the biggest miracle I've ever seen. Well, God is so great, yes, I know he can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are here and and just walked in, may not know what I'm talking about, but if some of you have been here earlier today, you're about to hear the first scheduled performance in this tent.
Yay!
We've had a bit of a hectic morning, and the schedule, people would walk in and look at their schedules, and Jim Billy was supposed to be here just a moment ago, and when they saw her playing, they said, "She sure doesn't look like Chief Jim Billy to us." Well, our schedule was a little bit disarrayed, but Val Cerrante is here to do some steel drumming for us and some other drumming, and he is the gentleman that is scheduled for this time. So those of you that came to hear him, I know you're glad that he's here. One of the wonderful things about the Florida Folk Festival is the diversity of cultures that we get to experience. And this is one of my favorite ones because I've become interested in drumming in the last few years.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about it, so I learn something every time that I hear one of these fellows play the drums, and particularly when Val does. And he'll be set up here in just a moment. And I think you're going to find the playing itself to be very entertaining, but the history and the story behind the steel drums is very interesting too. And I would imagine that he will tell you something about that. Drums for a long time were an instrument that were not allowed. And so this is one of the cultural traditions that survived despite the fact that it was prohibited. You can't outlaw culture, you cannot outlaw tradition, you cannot outlaw stories no matter how hard you try. If anything, they live on to become even stronger and more vibrant than they would have been otherwise. And we're certainly glad that this is a tradition that has survived and is thriving and has been much more prominent here at the Folk Festival in the last few years than I remember it being in the earlier years also. Anybody here for their first Folk Festival? Are you really? This is about my 20th, and I'm going to be sure to keep an eye on you guys that raised your hands, and I'll tell you why. When you've been here many, many times, I always remember how in awe I was the first time that I came here. We have 9 performance areas going simultaneously throughout the day. And yet there's so much to see and do that you can't possibly see or do it all. If any of you will come see me later, I'll tell you where there's a secret tree, and you can lean up against the tree, and the tree will tell you where to go over the weekend. But I love to watch you sing it for the first time, and then I get the thrill of experiencing that first time all over vicariously through your eyes. And I hope that you'll enjoy your stay here. This is the longest-running folk festival in the United States. It's been here in White Springs for 44 years. We hope that next year we'll be able to say it's been here for 45. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Val Cerrante. All right.
Alaye oku aboma wole oba. Alaye oku aboma wole oba. Alaye oku aboma wole oba. Shango o baba wa shango o baba wa shango. Baba wa shango, baba wa e orisha la sande wa e la sande wa e orisha la sande wa e la sande wa mania mania shakondia loye mania mania orisha shakondia loye e kerio ye manja de wa baba wa e kerio ye manja de wa baba wa ye manja de wa baba wa ye manja de wa iroko ogun falala o ye ogun falala ogun falala o ye ogun falala amamande obatala wo Ogun falala, ogun falala, gidi pidi o sign, gidi pidi o sign imode, gidi pidi o sign, gidi pidi o sign imode, o sign jawela, o sign imode, gidi pidi o sign imode, kuruka kuruka. Kuruka masharo, awalufi awagoshule kuruka masharo, kuruka kuruka, kuruka masharo, awalufi awagoshule kuruka masharo. Set your spirits free, I have this still to tell. Hear the grumbling of the drum, feel its mystic pound, as it elevates you now to a higher ground. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Rhythm shape the living, rhythm raise the dead. Rhythm chase the pain from your heart, rhythm to make you laugh, rhythm to make the soul of our people dance, rhythm to make the soul of our people dance. People hear the call, a call for unity, together none will fall, let's shape our destiny, dancing on the beat of life in perfect harmony, father, daughter, brother, wife. Come and dance with me. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako. Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako.
Nice that you all take time out from your lunch break. When you're ready, you can go and get some nice Caribbean food over by that big white tent. Get some curry chicken and curry goat and all kind of thing, right? Some roti and sorrel and all kind of thing from Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm sharing with you a little vibration here. As I say, I like to bring the spirit of the people forward. So I started off paying homage to the first of all, the creator, the one creator of all creation. Many people have it that African believe in many gods. That's not so. That's one of the biggest lies on the planet. For example, with the Yoruba tradition around which I was raised, we have the different orishas and so on. So then I was singing out some of that. So when I started off with Alaye Oku Aboma Awole Oba, asking the creator to please tread lightly on us folks, you know what I mean? We always feel we're so big. You know, but anyway, then for Shango, who we say is the owner of the drum, and who is the Orisha for Trinidad and Tobago. We say individuals have their own Orisha. Countries have their own, like Cuba identifies more with Oshun, and Brazil with Yemoja. Yeah, I was saying Yemanja. You know, with the linguistics got a little messed up going through all that colonial period and all of that. So Yemoja is really the correct thing, which means the mother who sits at the mouth of the river. And Oshun is really for the rivers. And then Olokun, the ocean and so. But in Brazil, people tend to say Yemoja guided them safely to Brazil. So they have their ceremonies all with the ocean and so on. But we have all these Orishas that we have, like how people might say Saint Peter, Paul, and so on. This is a very deep tradition with the Yoruba tradition. And we have Oshun, Ogun, as I said, Olokun, Obatala, who is my Orisha. Obatala, dealing with the head as creator. White as the colors. Color for Obatala, red and white, Shango, blue and white for Yemoja. So as I said, it's very deep. You all can check the libraries out and get some information on the Yoruba tradition. So, today, since it's one drum, usually, you know, you have the family with the mother, the father, and the child. But what I'm doing today, I'm sort of combining a lot of it. Like when I played... different drums playing those things, you know, because with the drumming, it's not just playing and having fun or making noise and all of that. It's communication, you see. So this, as I tell the children when I work in the schools, before Pacific Bell and AT&T, this is how we communicated, right? And still do through the drum. So this one that I'm using here is the djembe, used a lot all over the planet now, but primarily in West Africa, Guinea, Mali, Senegal, and so on. Elders from Nigeria told me that they also use this drum there, a very special drum, right, with the goat skin and carved from the tree and so, as opposed to the congas, which tend to be put together, you know, in strips and so on. And we have all types of drums, as you all would know. And we have with this one the three rings, one inside of the skin, one on top, and the smaller one. And when you twist the rope, you tighten the head of the drum to get your tone, right? A lot of work. So I had to borrow this one when I came to Jacksonville because my own skin went out on me. And since last Friday, they mailed me a couple skins by UPS and it didn't arrive yet. So it seemed like I had to share this drum with you all. So the guy was lucky because I fixed it a little bit for him, you know. So anyway, yeah, it takes a while to put it all together and so get it all together. And you can wear the drum too, you know. You have the strap where you can put it on and walk with it and so on. And with this one, you have the lead accompaniment and so on, the bass, the junjun and so, right? Time goes by so quickly that I'll go through a couple other rhythms and so, and just picture the dancers with it and so on, right? Because it goes together. I say dance plus music equal one, right? This is Bele. Bele drummer roll, Bele drummer roll. It's a very graceful dance, the big skirts and so on, very nice Bele, and we have the Bele festival and so. We have the PK, which is the saucier one.
Dance for your lover, do dance for your lover.
We have the Jap Malasi. I was just speaking about that over there, where the children come out early in the morning for the Juve time, where at the beginning of the carnival, before the parade, blowing their whistles, waking up the whole neighborhood, playing old cans and so on, have their friends with them. They dressed with their mask and their little forks. Jap Malasi, coming from Diable Malasi, Devlin Molasses, something like the Halloween kind of style, where they come out and the broom's made from the coconut palm tree, the rib, you make your broom, And like in the African tradition where you sweep and clear the way for the ancestors, they come out, sweep your yards, and you have to pay them some money. So they say, Jab Malasi, pay the devil, right? With the calypso rhythm, we have a lot of parts that you can put in there. Calypso coming from Kaiso, the original, which comes from Ko-Aiso in Yoruba, which means to bring the world together. So it's nice, we're pulling everyone here now, right? So Kaiso, well, when you, some of the things you might identify. Very up tempo. Soca. And then we have the Calypsonians, who we call the people's politicians, the messengers. A lot of them got put in jail for singing about the government and all of that. But they have that little poetic license, you know. But when people were arguing about the origin of the calypso, one of the elder Calypsonians, the lion, Roaring Lion, still alive with us, I hope he stays many more years on the planet, he put it like this. People are interested to know where Calypso originated. People are interested to know where Calypso originated. Some said it came from Cuba, some even say Guyana. Some contend seriously it was sung by Moses crossing the Red Sea, but I told them no, no, no. Trinidad is the land of Calypso. No, no, no. Trinidad is the land of Calypso. It was a serious contention that was causing some real confusion. Some said it's Japanese or the folk song of ancient Chinese. A fellow said he is certain Delilah used to sing Calypso to Samson. One said he heard when Nero was burning Rome, he sang Calypso, but I told him, no, no, no. Trinidad is the land of Calypso. No, no, no. Trinidad is the land of Calypso. Then we have the mighty Sparrow. We're coming down the line. Calypso, king of the world. And he said, this kind of music gonna make people lose control. This kind of music gonna capture the world. This kind of music is we kind of music. And we kind of music have rhythm and soul. I said, oh, come along and join with me in this happy song. My kind of music, your kind of music. I will sing the melody. You can join the chorus with me. And soon you will see. My kind of music, your kind of music. Calypso music is we kind of music. I tell you, hot is the tempo and sweet is the harmony. This is Calypso, what else could it be? So if you're unhappy, you're worried or lonely, sweet Calypso will soon set you free. If you come along and join with me in this happy song, come on, clap, 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 clap.